Beer drinkers know that sharing a good brew can help work out a lot of problems between friends, in moderation, of course. But can it help fight the effects of climate change? Well, maybe, if you're in Amsterdam. Here's reporter Rebecca Rossman.
We've all heard the expression, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's kind of what Joris Hobe did. Hobe was working up some brew in his Amsterdam home one evening when it started pouring outside.
When I was brewing and it was raining, I was like, why won't we combine those two problems? And so we started experimenting.
Amsterdam has two problems. First, it loves its beer and can't seem to stop coming up with new ones. Second, the city is 2 meters below sea level, so it floods easily, which means it's got a problem with big rains. So Hobe's idea was to turn one into the other, rainwater into beer. First, he found a garden store that collects rainwater from its roof and stores it in big tanks. Then, he found a local brewery to work with. Now, every week, he grabs 1,000 liters of water from the tanks, filters it, hauls it to the brewery, and works some magic. The result is a rich, fruity, blonde beer. With a slight kick.
Heaven's water,
Hobe calls it. Hemel's water in Dutch. And like all good beers, he hopes it'll start a conversation.
We see rainwater as a nuance, and we're turning it into something fun and profitable.
Nuisance is what Hobe meant to say. And the reality is that rainwater is becoming more of a nuisance in the Netherlands. Climate change is bringing bigger rains and rising seas. And those mean even more challenges for a country where more than half of the land is below sea level. And Hobe isn't alone in trying to think of rainwater differently.
One of the things what we say is that, okay, do what you have to do, but do it rainproof.
Daniel Goldblood runs the Amsterdam Rainproof Project, part of the city's water board. And I've joined him on the roof of an old school on the outskirts of the city.
So that's 8 centimeters of air.
Goldblood and his team help improve what's called Amsterdam's sponge capacity.
And there it fills up.
Every time it rains, water falling on this roof flows into a special system that holds it and slowly lets it out into the city's storm drains. That can help the drains from overflowing. But of course, the rainwater could also be put to use for things like gardens, toilets.
For, of course, making beer of it.
There are currently only 5 roofs like this in the city. But over the next 50 years, Goldblood wants to put one on every building in Amsterdam.
Everybody has to take their own responsibility. We're looking at legislation to have them be obliged to actually hold back something like 80 millimeters of rain.
It's good that they focus on getting citizens involved.
That's Mendel Giesen. He's an urban planner at the University of Amsterdam. The Netherlands has been fighting water for centuries, and the country is spending billions on big infrastructure projects as climate change presents threats of a whole new scale. But Giesen says most of those don't involve regular folks. The rainwater efforts are different.
Yeah, it incorporates all kinds of different aspects of society that are needed to address these issues.
In a place like the Netherlands, the threats of climate change can require an all-hands-on-deck response. Or perhaps all-hands-on-your-beer.
Oh, it definitely tastes different than any other beer that I've had before.
Yeah.
Joris Hobe knows that Hemel's water won't fix anything by itself. But he says it's a start.
A lot of companies and also the general public get inspired by the idea of reusing rainwater.
And Hobe says he has big plans for Hemel's water. The company is working on a new brewery that will use 100% rainwater, all sourced from its own rooftop. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Amsterdam.